Blog Talk Radio.
You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say. I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. It's the craziest thing to say,
but you really caught him out in the dance.
You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we lock in the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate with sports information to keep you wide awake. And always on the move, Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with CK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
Yes, indeedy. Today is the 21st day of January, Monday, 2013. It is the IEYE Got Something to Say show. And I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. We also have in the building my executive producer, CEO, founder of the D Hour Show Radio Network. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Mr. D Slate. How are you, D Slate?
Hey, hey, what's happening? I'm in the building. How you doing, PJ? What's going on?
All right, all right, all right. Thank you, boss, for that. And hopefully we have in the studio on today. He's been gone a couple of segments, but hopefully he is back like skinny jeans and jerry curls. Do we have Chris, a.k.a. CK, in the building on tonight?
Yes, you do. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
All right, all right,
what's
all right.
What's happening, CK?
What's going on, family? Y'all been hanging up and down?
Doing well, doing well. We missed you immensely. Definitely missed you. Glad you're back. And I think maybe Al may be running a little bit late, not really certain, but we'll find out that a little bit later in the show. Today is MLK Day. It is the observation holiday observed for the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And then also significantly, or should I say coincidentally, today is also Inauguration Day for our 45th elected president of these United States of America, our POTUS. I'm speaking of no other than President Barack Hussein Obama. That's right. He was publicly sworn in today as our 45th president of the United States. It was a beautiful, beautiful public ceremony. I had the opportunity to have seen that on television, and for that I am also grateful on today. We have a wonderful show lined up for you on this evening for MLK Day 2013 and Inauguration Day 2013. We're going to have the following table topics, roundtable discussions with the various personalities, myself, yours truly, D. Slate, and Mr. CK. We're also going to have Poetic MLK motivated music picks. Of course, we're going to bring you Stiletto Devo Throwdown, and that is going to be dedicated to our beautiful, beautiful First Lady, Mrs. Michelle Obama. So the music is inspired by her. She looks so glamorous on today, so beautiful. And also our vice president's wife, Dr. Jill Biden, she also looked very fabulous as well. And the girls. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the show. Also, we're going to have Just Say Word, Word Association and Discussion. That is a new segment that we're going to introduce on tonight for the IEYE Got Something to Say radio show. And certainly, last but not least, for yours truly, we're going to have the fabulous facts for today, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and President Barack Obama. Got some interesting facts that you may or may not know about these astonishing leaders, pioneers. And then also, Mr. Norfolk, if he happens to come in the building on tonight, we're going to have to say something news. If not, I'll be bringing you some more information regarding what's going on in our national media. Of course, CK has those birthdays for you in the quote of the day. And then D-Slate will be bringing the D-Slate No Sports, the sports review. A lot going on. In the sports arena, from scores to Super Bowl that is forthcoming, to Lance Armstrong, to, you know, of course, Notre Dame football star, or should I say, with everything going on with the Holtz girlfriend thing. So hopefully, along with the scores, maybe D-Slate can enlighten us further with those two escapades that are going on in the world. Yes, indeedy. So, the two of you gentlemen been doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing good. Been doing pretty good, you know, just, you know, enjoying life, you know, just enjoying everything and enjoying where we're going with the you know, with everything, the show, and everything's looking great. Everything's looking great.
Absolutely, and we are, for the listening audience today, we're also a couple of weeks shy of our one-year anniversary for the IEYE, Got Something to Say radio show. I know you all are probably figuring, why do I continuously spell that out? Because I just have to make notation that you understand that we have vision because we are radio. And then today's segment is the I Have a Dream and also EYE. Synonymous not for self, but because we got what vision? Of course, of course. Yeah, so once again, if you want to join us and give me pre-birthday shout-outs, that's right, tomorrow the fabulous will be 40. Yes, and I feel 25, and that is a blessing, you know, because black don't crack. So that is a fact, Jack. I know that's poetry. That's poetry. I got mine going on right now, right? But that is some poetry. And yes, we're going to have a fabulous show. It's going to be so well endowed with a lot of information and, you know, shout-outs. So if you know me for a long extended period of time, if you know me by my government name, if you know me by all of my aliases, definitely give me a call and join into the show and give me a shout-out because, again, I won't be on the air tomorrow. Our two gentlemen, my boss, my executive producer is on the line, or in the studio, rather, you know, D-Slate and CK and another brother, Elio. They get it in on the D-Hour Show Radio Network show, and that show is also fabulous, no pun intended. So definitely it's 8 minutes after the hour Eastern Standard Time. It is 9:08 in your town and all around. So what we're going to go ahead and do is just get into the first segment on tonight because we have so much in the interest of time. We're going to talk about the table topics. Now, let me explain. Let me tell you, with everything going on in the world, everything going in the world from today being held significant, you know, MLK Day to the inauguration and so forth, why is it that people are focusing on the bangs of our first lady, the Big Bang Theory? You know, and I'm like, I love her hair. I love it. She's stunning. You know, if she wears a ponytail or if she decides to, you know, shave her hair completely bald. I have so much great respect for our first lady, Mrs. Michelle Obama. I mean, she is just stunning. She's very intelligent. She's a great mother. She's a great leader. And most importantly, she is just a wonderful, wonderful, astonishing black, strong black woman. And for that, I am grateful to have someone to embody all of those things. So, gentlemen, I know that you could probably care about the price of tea in China, but, you know, have you been hearing a lot about the first lady's new look? Do you think that's appropriate to focus more so on that than, you know, just the fact of the matter that an African-American is being sworn in for the second time, a second term, and the presidential seat and responsibility? CK, let's start with you. What are your thoughts? about the circus.
Well, first and foremost, I think she looked great. Michelle, mm-hmm. she was hot today. I was like, wow. When I saw her walk, I was like, damn. Now, I wouldn't mind having a wife like that. I mean, in life, you always going to have spectators, and somebody's going to say something about every little thing somebody do. Think about it. Let's go back to Michael Jackson. When he changed his look, when he going through different things, there was always somebody to say. I personally feel that her being the first lady, and on top of being the black African-American first lady, they're always going to say something. And I don't think that should have been the focus point because of the fact. I would say Trump Brains looked nice. Her hair looked good. I love what she had on and left it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But to make a circle conversation about that, and when her husband being sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, which is a great honor to serve two terms at least, you know, because of the fact that they didn't even think that he was going to get into a second term.
Correct.
He is an intelligent man, so, and he has a plan. He knows what he's doing. He knows his strategy. Just because he's not like Bush or like all the other Republican presidents before that want to just go in and kill and tell everything, he knows his strategy. He knows what he has to do. He knows his purpose. And that's trying to serve the American people the best way that they can. So that's just preposterous.
Absolutely. Great, great commentary. And your thoughts, D. Slay, in regards to the Big Bang Theory. I do want to add this caveat. There was an interview today on one of the social-type media shows and national media shows, and there was an interview with Rotsi and Dr. Jill Biden, as well as First Lady Michelle Obama. And, you know, Dr. Biden made, you know, kind of like a little joke on the side and said that, you know, she had the bangs and so on and so forth. So it was great to see, you know, two women of power in common supporting their husbands, who are the number one and two leaders of this country, this very great country in which we live. But, you know, noted that I stated first, the first lady, Michelle Obama, who happens to be an attorney. She graduated from Harvard University, right? And Dr. Jill Biden has her PhD, and she is a professor. A professor. So that is great to be able to make that association, and therefore that means they also are not only fashion trendsetters, but they're also educationally invested. So back to my initial statement, D. Slate, do you feel like it's too much of a focus on, you know, the fashion, the appearance thereof, and lack of attention towards, you know, the greater accomplishments? Not to say that her hair is not a great accomplishment, but let's refocus, you know. Why not all the hoopla about president being elected a second term?
You know, I'm not, first of all, I'm not surprised that they're focusing on something so meaningless and so tedious, because, you know, like I said before, again, you know, we don't want to start off this year doing the same negative nonsense that we've been doing the last few years. You know, first of all, President Obama is president again. Suck it up and stop hating on it. Okay? There's nothing you can do about it. He's the president again for a second term. Suck it up. There's nothing you can do about it. Stop hating on it. There's nothing
Absolutely.
You can do about it. This is his term. This is his second term. He's in there. Nothing you can do about it. Okay? And I'm not surprised with the disrespect, because, again, you're disrespecting him by focusing on what she looked like and what she has on. That has nothing to do with what's going on as important as his inauguration and him being in office again. That has nothing to do with it. First of all, we need to focus on that and focus on the bigger picture of him being inaugurated again and what he's going to do and work on while he's in office. That's the big picture. But again, people want to continue to keep on disrespecting him, you know. And the sad part about it is that, you know, I find it just very hilarious how not only, you know, all races, even African Americans, are coming out and disrespecting this man, but when we had somebody else that was in the office screwing up, they kept their mouth shut and they didn't want to say nothing. And I wonder if that had anything to do with the fact that you know, they were letting the rich stay rich, and so they were letting you hold on to every little penny that you had instead of you having to pay the appropriate tax that you should be paying, making the kind of money that you're making. But instead, you think it's okay for the little guy to get taxed all that kind of money when all he's making is $20,000, $30,000, maybe $40,000 a year. But, oh, since he wants to tax those individuals, now they want to come out of the woodworks disrespecting this man. You know, first of all, suck it up, okay?
Right.
A little bit of extra tax out of your $1 million a year is not going to hurt you. Suck it up.
Right. So you're just figuring that a lot of people, it's one thing to give a compliment, which, again, is very well deserved, very gorgeous. The girls, the young lady, should I say, now 11 and 14, Sasha and Malia, they look very, very stunning, and they also look very much so age-appropriate. And Mrs. Obama's mother, she looked very graceful, you know, very humble lady, always in the background, but yet her presence is very right in forthcoming. I guess I want to give a little bit of, how can I say, not necessarily criticism, of course, none of that. I just want to give kudos. That's what I want to do, because often we hear other criticisms about certain activities or festivities or observances, but people negate to include the positivity. And that's what the show is going to be all about today, the positivity on how we, meaning we, I'm not speaking French, we as Americans, we as African Americans, we as the people, could better move forward with working together, bipartisanly, together, white, black, independent, Republican, Democratic, it doesn't make a difference, rich, poor, blind, cripple, or what have you. Let's work together. Okay, let me note a couple of things. First and foremost, this year versus 2009, when the president was inaugurated for the first term, there were said reports had to been said in terms of the Associated Press, 1.8 million people were in attendance. Okay, that was like astonishing, okay? And now this year, reports are stating that there was around 800,000 people. So that is a huge significance and differential numbers, you know. It's still a lot of people. Now, the weather was greater this time. It was better. The climate was more calmer. And I went to a Martin Luther King Monument March / parade in Norfolk, Virginia on today, and that was very, very humbling and touching. And the pastor made mention that, you know, with the weather being so warm in a lot of different places, especially on the East Coast, that sent a message from higher grounds or higher heights saying that hopefully for the next 4 years we will have a calm climate. And I kind of put that in perspective in my travel home and made some notes on that. As far as the inauguration talent, we had Kelly Clarkson who performed. Were you all able to catch any of the inauguration activities today that were televised?
Well, actually, I was at work, so I didn't really get a chance. I was at my other gig, so I didn't really get a chance to check it out. But I'm going to definitely look it up and see if I can, you know, check it out on online and see if I can see what was going on.
Oh, yes. What about you, CK? Were you able to catch any of the festivities?
I was in and out. I heard some of it and some of it I didn't. I did catch Beyonce's performance, and I did catch Kelly Clarkson, and they did. They were phenomenal, even though with social medias, with social network sites such as Facebook or Twitter, we'll always have something critical to say about the whole inauguration, such as the choir or the performance didn't look right, it didn't sing right or whatever. But it was really wonderful.
Right. that's an interesting point. So I'm going to kind of make some notations up to what I've heard or what I've seen on today. I also noted that Republicans and Democrats were working together. There were some former presidents who post-presidents that were present on today. You heard commentary from Jimmy Carter, who was in my age range, in my grade. I remember as a very small child when he took office or when he was vacating and Ronald Reagan was in position at that time. Ronald Reagan, who is deceased, he was not there, of course. But however, the post-president Bill Clinton was there. And that was a delight also with the former first president, the first lady, should I say, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who are both my sorority and fraternity brothers and sisters, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated and Phi Beta Sigma. I want to make that notation, okay? Moving forward, it's just very interesting to know that when Beyonce, who did a stellar job, as you noted, CK, as well as Kelly Clarkson, they did a wonderful job. Immenseful of a performance. Behind Beyonce was candidate hopeful, vice president candidate hopeful, but
right.
Not so hopeful, Paul Ryan.
Right.
He was there. I was like really taken aback. I was like, wow, that shows that he's really, really a big boy now. You know, but of course, Mitt Romney was not present. And it was also said to the public, per the Associated Press, that they're even certain that he didn't even watch it. My thoughts are going to be silent. I'm going to move forward. Jimmy Carter had a lot of great things to say. You know, it said some very positive notes. Barbara Walters was hospitalized. I think she had some type of accident while she was in Washington, D.C. She hit herself or hit her head. I didn't get the majors of the conditions of her, of her incident. But, however, we're definitely going to continue to keep her in thought and prayer that she will be in speedy recovery. Let's go back to the Obama family. Now, have you all, since you didn't get a chance to see the inauguration, just in media and pictures and things of that nature, the girls, because you all are parents, they have really, really grown into their own as nice young ladies, 11 and 14, high school and middle school age now. Interesting. Can you believe that?
Absolutely. I mean, it goes to show, the classic statement that, you know, they don't stay young forever, and you know the kids start growing, and they grow fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, I want to note that their attire was very, very age appropriate, and not some type of A plus or Page Six type of design or J Crew, something just as basic, And a lot of times, even in some formal functions, they recycled their dresses to include the first lady. So it shows that they're very frugal, even though they're in a position of power and money, and they could have the world in their hands at their fingertips or at their advantage. However, they're cognizant of people who are not able to make those means disposable, and therefore they show empathy. And that's what makes me respect them even more. Agreed? Now, this is the last thing I'm going to say, and we're going to take a music break, and then we'll come back on some more facts. And I've gathered all of this stuff, tidbits from the internet, as well as watching the news, the national news, all day pretty much, because I'm a political junkie, okay? And I do want to say that I am a political junkie. My name is Miss Fabulous, and I am a political junkie. I really love politics, and I love the means, the ins and outs of it. But the most importantly, we are the people, and we need justice, and that's my thing. Last but not least, I saw something very interesting or heard something about the announcer, the presidential announcer. Get this, he does not get paid. He's a little elderly gentleman, which I think is just so, so cute. Mr. Charlie has been given that task as the president's announcer for all but, I think, for the last 16 inaugurations. He's been in announcing mode for the last 11 presidents, and He is 85 years old. He said he hopes to continue doing that task well over 100 years old. I mean, I just think that's phenomenal. Isn't that a great job or a great honor? He does not get paid, gentlemen.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that's a great honor. I mean, the fact that he's not getting paid, I mean, that's something personal, you know, he might want to think about. But I think that's a good honor. And I think that he for him to be doing it for so long, it just speaks a lot about, you know, what they think about him and his talent in that particular area. And they evidently they think he's very good at it. And they want him to continue to keep doing it for as long as he can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A couple of things. When President Barack Obama was giving his being sworn in and rhetorical, they have to repeat everything that is given back to them for the sworn in process. And you know, there's always some type of awkwardness or quirkiness with various presidents, like someone has stumbled over a word or they misenunciate a word or they negate to repeat exactly what is being given to them. So today, the word states was the word that President Barack Obama stumbled over. So that will go down in the history books and in trivia and things of that nature. Because I'm a political buff, that's going to always stand in my mind. And maybe that's some type of mental being, if you will. If he stumbled over states, hopefully the states will band together and work together and join together and not stumble in a physical sense. That's just me. I'm just saying. Right? Agreed?
I agree.
Last but not the last, certainly least, the speech lasts 18 minutes, and just a last tidbit of interest and news, and then we're going to move on to some other things. The not necessarily announcer, but one of the facilitators of media was noting various things, and someone had mistakenly pointed out Bill Russell and called him Morgan Freeman, and I was done. How do you make that honest mistake?
Wow.
I say we all look alike, but that was not good. If you could have saw the look on Bill Russell's face, I would have took 1,000. Alex, I'll take that question for 1,000. Absolutely. Yeah. How do you make that distinction? I think it probably would have been more relevant not to have said anything at all, because it's not a football game, a basketball game, so we don't have to note, you know, the attendance of various nationals, if you will. I mean, I think the focus should have been once again on our POTUS, and this is his day, correct? What are your thoughts on that, CK?
I don't have any right now. I'm pretty much in agreement with you. I mean, today was a pretty big day, you know. It was kind of hectic, so I was just pretty much in shock. I mean, to be called Morgan Freeman personally, I probably would have all styled or something, you know, like, yes, I'm Morgan Freeman. Probably got invited to some shows, some parties or whatever, but I guess that probably would, you know, probably would change a lot of things.
Right. And listeners, the I Got Something to Say radio show listeners, okay, if you're not familiar with Bill Russell, we know Bill Russell does what? And D-Slate, I'm sure he knows because he's our sport expert. Bill Russell, D-Slate, could you enlighten our audience, please?
has been labeled as one of the greatest basketball players of all time in basketball history. Having him playing, you know, he had played with the Boston Celtics.
Say that word one more time. The what Celtics?
He had played with he played with the Boston Celtics. People, Beantown.
That's one of the greatest players in NBA history. Absolutely. Ding, 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 ding. That is correct. Yes. And Morgan Freeman is for our television and media buffs. CK, take that one for 200. We're enlightening you on today, audience. CK, are you familiar with Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
And he's what?
Morgan Freeman is a well-known actor who started his career on The Electric Company, who later became portrayal of Mr. Joe Clark in Lean on Me and in such other films such as Kiss the Girls. and well-known actor for over 30, 40 years now.
Don't call me Batman.
That's right. And Shawshank Redemption is one of my more favorable and memorable roles. And you see, that's why, you know, the I Got Something to Say radio show personalities, administrators, the CEO, which is Dee Slay of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, this is why we make such a wonderful team because, see, we're cognizant, we're knowledgeable, we're versed, we're poised on a lot of various subjects, okay? And just to go back to be synonymous with Mr. Charlie, we, too, do not get paid for this. So we do this, ladies and gentlemen, because, number one, this is something that holds very significant to our heart. I said hots because I'm from Boston and we drive cars. And then on number two, most importantly, we do this because we love it and we love you and there is nothing that you can do about it. Yes, indeed. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, 21st day of January 2013, one day shy of Miss Fabulous' 40th birthday. Yes, just hours away. So I'm waving to the 30-somethings. They have done me justice, but I want to move on to the
holla back, 30-somethings. Holla back.
Holla back, 30-something. I'm kicking you out the door and saying, go now. Keep it moving.
I'm going to say this. If I was Bill Russell and somebody came up to me and said, Morgan Freeman, how you doing? I would have just nicely said, wow, that's funny. Why don't you go get Samuel L. Jackson, the Negotiator, to help get my foot out your ass? Now, get away from me.
No, look, D-Slay, it was hilarious. You know how they show the camera? They make commentary, and they show the camera, like camera one, and then they say da-da-da-da-da, and they say, look, there. I don't know the exact words verbatim, but it was kind of like, look. And the inauguration audience, we have Bill Russell. We have Morgan Freeman, who's present on today. And then they say, we like to make a noted correction. That is not Morgan Freeman in the audience. That is former NBA player Bill Russell. And then they showed the two pictures of them together. I was like, you know what? Du-du-du-du-du. How do you do this? Really? Okay. Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're going to go ahead and get into our first musical break for tonight. Then we're going to come back with, of course, more commentary and more facts about the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King for MLK Day 2013, as well as the Inauguration Day. The day is almost over, but however, knowledge is for a lifetime. So we're going to definitely enlighten you, keep you entertained, and keep you informed on tonight. I like to say edutainment. Education and entertainment, all in one. Yes, you may. That's right,
entertainment.
Right, you're so eclectic. But ladies and gentlemen, it is the Poetics MLK Motivated Music Picks on tonight. And the first one we're going to give you is a little bit of Tevin Campbell, and then follow up with some Sounds of Blackness. I'm going to pass the mic over to our producer, D. Slate.
And once again, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Absolutely. Thanking everybody for tuning in. As always, keep tuning into it. You never know what's going to go down. Right now, it's time for Poetics MLK Motivated Picks. Try to say that 10 times with Cheerios in your mouth. Poetics MLK Motivated Music Picks. Absolutely. We got some Tevin Campbell. We got some Sounds of Blackness right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Somebody bought me a beeper and keep paging me. It's 2013. Could you just say something? Damn.
9:33.
blackness. Keep it, keep on.
I Got Something to Say radio show on this fabulous, fabulous MLK Day 2013, as well as the inauguration day of our 45th president of these United States. I'm speaking no other than the great President Barack Hussein Obama was inauguratedly public on today. It was a private ceremony on yesterday. So for that, we are also happy. We are also blessed. And no less, we are joined in the Anonymous Blue Studios on tonight with our CEO, founder of the D. Albert Show Radio Network. I'm speaking about D. Slate is in the building. Also the executive producer for the IEYE, Got Something to Say show, because we got vision. We also got CK in the building, our brother. He is our social media correspondent, as well as one of our co-host personalities on the show. I'd like to thank both of you gentlemen for all that you do for the network, for the show in particularly, and just everything you do to give back. You know what I mean?
Well, all that you do, this buzz for you. I like that. I like that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And CK, our social media, once again, correspondent, has posted on my page, on my Facebook page, where we were in discussion prior to the musical break about the mistake for Bill Russell for Morgan Freeman at the inauguration. So if you're friends with me on Facebook, or you just want to be friends, or you just want to be nosy, I'm under Poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, Justice. And hopefully maybe CK can post it to our The I Got Something to Say radio show page as well. And actually, we want you to like our page, okay? Like our page on Facebook. It is The IEYE, Got Something to Say radio show. Actually, if you want to be a part of the show on tonight to give some reflection for MLK Day about the inauguration, about just things in general, or if you want to give me an early happy birthday shout-out, definitely tune in or join us. Tune in by computer, internet, at www.blogtalkradio.com/D as in David, our show. Or you can give us a call at 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. Get in where you fit in. Time is now 46 minutes after the hour, 9:46. Into the Anonymous Blue Studios here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Tonight, clear and windy, low 29, winds 20 to 30. Tomorrow, on my fabulous birthday here in the Hampton Roads area, it's going to be a little cold, so make sure you take a jacket, some gloves, and bundle up. Total difference from the last couple of days. Mostly sunny skies, cold, low, mid to 30s. And tomorrow evening, you know, when I get my little step out on, probably be doing it solo, but it's okay. I'm good with that because I'm what? Fabulous 40. What? Yes, it's going to be clear, low 21. Oh, my goodness. Winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. That information was provided by the National Weather Network, so definitely we'll keep you abreast if you're in the Hampton Roads area and particularly Virginia Beach, the Anonymous Blue Studios. And we're going to keep this moving like U-Haul. If you can hear me clap twice. If you can hear me clap twice in Radio Land, this is the D Hour Show Radio Network Blog Talk Radio, like no other, one of the number one independent radio stations that is going strong for almost what? How many years, D Slate?
Almost 3 years.
See, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's longer than skinny jeans. That's a great thing right
longer
there.
Longer than skinny jeans. They don't understand.
They're not ready. They're not rock ready steady. Let me give you all just a couple of more tidbits about the inauguration. I want to note this, and let me say this. I know you all are like, you still on it? Yeah, we on it. We're going to give you little quirky things throughout the show. The menu. Now, being said we have an African-American president of the United States, people were probably under the assumption that they were going to serve what? Go ahead and say it. I know you're thinking it and don't want to vocalize it, but it's okay. Yeah, you were probably thinking they were going to serve some form or fashion of chicken. That would be incorrect. Do anyone know in the studio what the meat of choice was on today?
Fried chicken.
That would be incorrect. Executive producer / CEO. They actually serve bison on today.
Oh,
very,
my goodness.
Very, yeah, very, very interesting choice.
Bison.
And a lot of the bison, correct.
Wow. Wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
Wasn't they serving parts of a bison on Fear Factor? Yeah,
you know, if my memory serves me correct, I think so.
They were serving parts of a bison on Fear Factor, and the part that they were serving, only the brothers in Atlanta and San Francisco know what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I digress. Mm-hmm. Absolutely yummy. I mean, my mouth is watering. And the real sense of bison, I'm not really cognizant on the context in which you mean, so I think I'm going to leave that one alone. yes. Yeah, because that may be something like in Japanese I may not need to be knowledgeable about. I'm not sure. Me not like. I don't know. So I'm, you know, moving strong. What else is going on? Do you all want to comment about any other news that's going around in the media? What about the sports gentleman? What's his name? KO?
Apparently I'll get the gist of the information later, but I guess apparently you know, they were saying that, you know, he had a fake girlfriend and he was talking about, you know, for so long or whatever the case may be, and he was saying that he was talking to on social media, and so, you know, there's, you know, the rumors is that she, you know, it was fake. And now with that being said, you know, people are throwing out, you know, the allegations of him possibly being gay.
Wow. So from my understanding, that's interesting. From my understanding, they were saying that he had lost a grandmother, and then in conjunction of a matter of days or maybe a week, my memory serves me correct, that this announcement had came out in terms of the girlfriend. His party was stating that he had no prior knowledge about this. This was basically the hoax of an old accountant or I guess associate, you know, and they were trying to get back at him. So he was just as surprised, you know, to have been in contact with this young lady, to be to no surprise that she does not exist. That's devastating. Devastating.
Wow.
And then other people are saying that he does know. Now, let me tell you how our people and people in general can be so cruel and unusual. A lot of people are posing on social network sites with invisible significant others. And now it is coined as a term.
Wow. Invisible significant other. Wow.
Invisible significant other. They're on Twitter. Well, of course, you can't see the pictures that way, but Instagram is the module. Yeah, and they have, like, their hand, or they have, like, somebody holding the cup, or, you know, just kind of, like, smiling, like, in midair beside someone. I was like, wow, anything for attention. In the words of Meatloaf, I would do anything for love. Wow.
I just want to be at one of the parties and be introduced, like, hey, this is my girl. I'm like, who's that? Where'd she go? Oh, she's right here.
Right.
Nothing.
Well, hold on, y'all gotta put these special glasses on to see her. Here you go, right here. Just put these on.
Oh, okay, I see it now. Okay,
She's very quiet. Right, she's very quiet, and I think, you know, I was kind of a part of it too. One of my good friends, she had took me out, you know, kind of like a pre-birthday celebration. And she was like, you know, it's just crazy because we're very intelligent, beautiful, strong African-American women. You know, we should have somebody who wants to take us out, so on and so forth. And the beat goes on, you know, with the whisper, Scotty and, you know, his brother Walter. So, and I digress. It was like a little jokey joke. So I was like, let me go ahead and make sure he's all right. And she was like, poetic? Is there something that you need to talk to me about? Any management appointments that were missed? I'm like, no, he's right here. I'm just making sure he gets out the car okay. So that was my date for the night. So we politely, he escorted me to the door. He was a gentleman. He didn't say anything. He was very quiet. And that was the end of that.
Well, I'll tell you about a situation since you brought it up. You know, I was walking past his hotel room. I heard a lot of noise going on. I heard one voice, but I didn't hear another voice. So I just thought the guy really needed some reaching out to, so I knocked on the door to talk to him. Like, and he's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, is everything okay in there? Oh, yeah, me and my girlfriend, we having a little dispute, but we'll be right. I'm like, there ain't nobody in here.
Okay.
And he like, yeah, she is. And then next thing I know, we got into an argument about who's there, who's not. And I'm like, I don't see anything. He's like, honestly, I'm the crazy one because I didn't see her right there. She's sitting right there. I'm like, and he telling her the same thing. Baby, cover up, cover. Don't let her see everything. I'm like, what the hell? Really?
And then you see a wig on the table, and you're like, hey, is that a wig? And he's like, no, that's the new dust rag that they've been using in the hotel. No, it's not a wig, you know. No, it's not that.
Well, it looked like a wig over there, but right, yeah.
Exactly, right. Well, in the future, CK, my response to that would be don't get involved. I think somebody said in the movie, don't get involved. I think it was Friday when Debo told him, don't get involved. Yeah, don't get involved because potentially, it's in his mind that it's a second or a third party in there, and by you intervening, you may be making or messing up something that, and I'm just saying, with my hands in the air, maybe something potentially geared to go down. So you need not to intervene unless called upon. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Hey, y'all, my friend's sitting right here, and they said hello to y'all. You know. Yeah.
Tell your friend, I say, what's up? Hey.
Right.
You know, they're very quiet, you know, like, really? Really?
Okay.
Bye-bye. On the Say Show, especially, you know, Gourmet, you know, so. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Moving on to
yeah. Wonderful. That is astounding. That is wonderful.
Yes.
Hey, listen, guess what else I found that's very interesting? You know, not only am I a political buff, but I'm also an extra information, need-to-know type of resourceful type person. I walk
yeah,
around
I'm a conspiracy
like a crackhead. Yeah. I walk around with a lot of different dates and significances, health significant dates and observances in my mind, right? Everything from when John Lennon was killed to I don't know, like the Queen of England's birthday. I don't know. It's just weird. But that's just what Aquarians do. Shout out to all of my Aquarius brothers and sisters. Today starts the first day of Aquarians. You know, we're water bearers. We're leaders. We're power. It's a lot of true Aquarians, of course. Oprah Winfrey, myself, you know, Anita Baker. And this list just goes on and on and on and on. It's just like crazy. So, you know, I'll get into that a little bit later about birthdays. Oh, CK will. But I was coming across an infomercial, and there is a new medical emotional disability that's been out for a long time. And I thought it was just like one of those spoof type of infomercials. But this is a true diagnosis. Well, people uncontrollably, continuously laugh or when they cry. And I didn't get the name of the medical condition at which this makes an occurrence, but it is a true medical condition. It's a disability. People just laugh uncontrollably. Yeah. And there's a new pharmaceutical medication that's on the market. And you know how they have those infomercials, you know, it gives you the adverse side effects and da-da-da-da-da. It was like 2:30 in the morning when I woke up. And I saw that on. I was like, okay, is this like a Saturday Night Live spoof or is this for real? And it's really real. So I have to get the diagnoses. I have to get the medical condition. And I just want to just find out more information about it. It's actually a foundation that they have made available too, so people can, you know, kind of do social networking or
support groups, if you will. Isn't that interesting?
Is that the new medication called Shut the Hell Up a Ceiling?
No, it's a real, I'm telling you, Deesley, it's a real medical condition. So if somebody can help me out on online or a caller or one of our chat rooms and try to kind of do some research before we actually get off the air, that would be great. That would be a good task for CK. It is a medical condition or disability in which people engage in laughter uncontrollably or crying uncontrollably.
A.K.A. Joker syndrome.
No, it's a real syndrome. I'm promising you, this is not made up. I'm not fudging it. I'm not doing anything but telling you the truth. Yes. So I want to know more about it, definitely, because this is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we like to entertain, which we like to educate and entertain all in one. So you're going to learn something if you want to or not. You're definitely going to learn something. 59 minutes after the hour right now, 9:59 Eastern Standard. And we're going to move on. That was a little bit of part of our Say Something News. So
what
we're going to do right now. I'm sorry?
What time is it again?
9:59.
Thank you.
We gotta find our little Asian brother and sister to come and maybe do announcement. It's a 9:59 Eastern Standard Time, so she don't like. Mm-hmm. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna go into another song break right now, and then we're gonna come back and hit us up with some Deep Lake Knows, some sports, and then we're gonna take another little musical break to commemorate the Obama inauguration and give us a Stiletto Diva throwdown and have some birthdays and all that stuff. So don't go nowhere. We still got like another hour and 15 minutes or so to hang out. So it's Miss Fabulous, D Slate, and CK in the building. And we're going to go ahead and give you a little bit of walking. Know your purpose, know your mission. We're going to go ahead and walk with our sisters, Mary and Mary. Take it away, D Slate.
It's the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we have a little Mary, Mary with Walking right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Do you have something to say? You can write it down, ball it up, shoot it in a spitball, however you want to get it out. Just say something.
Boom! Yeah. Now that I got your attention. Thank you.
We're back live. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we are walking in our purpose on tonight with Mary Mary. That's right, a little inspiration for MLK Day 2013 and inauguration. This is Miss Fabulous, the hostess with the mostest, a.k.a. Poetic Justice in the building. Also, we got D Slate and CK in the building, which makes up one-third of the I Got Something to Say radio show, for this is the I, E-Y-E, have a dream. We have a dream, and we're focused, and we're commemorating the celebration of the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., as well as the accomplishments for our current POTUS president in office, President Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, yes, yes. Very, very proud, yet epic moment for all of us as Americans. As I stated earlier in my status on Facebook, I am proud to be an American, and most importantly, I am proud to be a African-American, definitely on today. What are your thoughts about just in general how the United States is moving, the shift in the gear of what we need to do and how we need to treat each other? CK, your thoughts.
Personally, it's still an open, it's still experimenting me personally. So far, the progress is going good, even though we have some distractions, but, it's still new, so I have to see more before it gets a little more, before I can actually say, hey, it's doing this, what it's supposed to need to be doing. People need to work together instead of against each other. I'm tired of the hearing the one man for one, one against one, and every man, every one for themselves syndrome. So I'm gonna weigh it out. I'm gonna see what happens.
Absolutely, and great response. And D Slate, today, in a lot of various states, we'll get into that information on my fabulous facts a little bit later. That's also a new segment that I'm going to implement, because all we know next month is going to be commemorated as Black History Month. But I have to agree with Tom Joyner. Black History Month is just that. Black History is 365, and that's how we need to look at it. But let me go back to my initial point. My point was that if Dr. Martin Luther King was still alive, would he be pleased? And, you know, what we can do differently, he set a precedent. He has set a standard for us to live by, but some of us just don't get the memo or the writing on the wall. We're so focused on other things materialistically, but we as a people, we're beautiful, you know, we're talented, we're moguls, you know, we're pioneers, we're trendsetters, we're trailblazers, but a lot of us do not know that yet. So if the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King, D. Slate, was still alive, would he be pleased?
I would say, you know, and all in all, I would say that he would be happy, and he would also be upset. And I would say that he would be happy because he would be happy about the progression that we are where we are now, and things have definitely changed from where they used to be. And we are, you know, working together, and, you know, all races are definitely, you know, trying to work together and have some unity amongst each other as a whole, melting pot of sort. But I think he would also be upset because when you think about the whole racism issue, the reason why a lot of racism and bigotry isn't spoken out loud, action or words isn't spoken out loud like it used to be, because a lot of the minorities are doing it for them.
Uh-huh.
You know, the killings, the beatings, the theft, you know, all the different things that was done to minorities when racism was strong back then doesn't need to be done anymore, and that's how they're looking at it, is because they don't need to lift a finger. You know, the minorities, you know, the gang violence and the drug violence and the different things out there that's going on, and the crime, it's being done for them. It's being done
Absolutely.
For them. They don't have to say anything. They don't have to lift a finger. It's being done for them. And so I think in that aspect, he would definitely be upset.
You know, and it's a very interesting point that you made about sometimes we can be the poison to our own, you know, demise, if you will. And the program that I attended today, streets were all blocked off. You know, our motorcades were set up. Police departments were there in Norfolk, Virginia, I'm speaking about. And, you know, pretty much every state for the most part has a church street. And one of the bishops spoke about is, you know, church street should be synonymous with praise and peace. But however, most church streets, I don't know in your states respectively, gentlemen, but the projects, the ghettos, you know, the squandering, the sagging pants, the gang banging, all of that seems to go down on a church street. And we have the Dr. Martin Luther King Monument here in Norfolk, Virginia, which is the largest military base in the world. Shout out to all of my sisters and brothers in uniform. I salute you. Thank you for what you do and your sacrifice. But, you know, nonetheless, we just need to be more cognizant and get back to the basics, get our children back, take them back off the streets. And then there was a gentleman who spoke, who touched my heart, and I got to reach out to him on Facebook, Tristan Barreau. He is one of the administrators for the local NAACP organization, in which I was a member. I need to revitalize my membership, because that's a wonderful organization, and one of the oldest organizations, should I say. But he was saying that, you know, when we get up, we make more than just people mad. We make the enemy mad, and that's what we need to do. Focus on the positive, the here and now, and have a goal and a plan in place. And, you know, those words kind of resonated, and they spoke out loud. We all had to grab somebody's hand that was standing next to us, and we all had to kind of sing, you know, we should overcome. And that's great for those hour and a half, 2 hours that we were there, but no sooner than we depart, the same very motorcades of police officers that are blocking off the streets, they're going to be taking people into custody. And it's sad to say it's maybe some of the same people that were there prior. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we got to get our acts together. We have representatives from the Muslim community. That was great in peace. You know, we had different political figures. You know, I stood beside a white politician today, and on my other side, I stood beside a 91-year-old man, you know, who had a son, I guess, that was incarcerated, and there were people that were selling Martin Luther King memorabilia. And he said, young lady, would you like one? I said, no, sir, no, thank you. And the lady said, baby, you need to take one. When somebody's offering you something, you take it. And you know what I said? And I'm almost 40. Yes, ma'am. You know what I mean? Because you know what you do? You respect your elders. You get that? 91-year-old gentleman, he insists that he bought me a $2 picture. It didn't matter about the cost. The point I'm trying to make is that I guess it made enough sense or was held significant for him to want to do that for me. And he said, enjoy your picture, young lady. And I said, yes, sir. And gave me a hug. 91 years old, bless his heart. So thank you, Mr. Ezra. Just met him today. But we got to get back to basics, brothers and sisters. We do got to stop this foolishness, this killing, this unnecessary thought process of, you know, just putting each other down. You all agree with that?
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree, and I think the issue and the problem, especially amongst a lot of us minorities, is that a lot of times, and I think the problem really surface around the fact that we tend to be selfish. You know, we tend to look out for self instead of unity and helping the next brother and supporting him. We're all about self, and we're all about what we can get and what and how we can come up. And I think that's what the problem is, because when you look at those individuals who have a problem with us in their own neighborhoods, they're not selling drugs to each other. They're not stealing from each other. They're not beating each other. They're not killing each other.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, let's look at the example and let's follow it.
That's
exactly
right. That's real talk, and that's deep right there, brother. You definitely spoke the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, the Anonymous Blue Studios here in Virginia Beach. The weather is currently clear and windy, low 29. The time is now 13 minutes after the hour, 10:13. And what we're going to do now is move into our next segment on tonight's show, I Have a Dream, EYE. We all have vision. We all have dreams. So we need to make it into fruition and move forward. So without further ado, I'm going to go squad to the side. Give the microphone to my brother, B. Slate. Talk a little bit about sports. And when we come back, we'll be going into another musical break on Yes, We Can. A little bit of Obama inspiration and our Stiletto Diva Throwdown soon to follow after that. So, B. Slate, what you got for us?
All you pigskin lovers, potato skin lovers, hot wing lovers, guess what? The Super Bowl is among us. But you're wondering, D. Slate, the Super Bowl is coming? Absolutely. Well, who's going to be representing us? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's time to let you know how it went down on NFL Sunday. Absolutely. Football? Oh, yeah, it's going down strong. And we started it off with the San Francisco 49ers and the Atlanta Falcons in A-Town, San Francisco, Atlanta. That was a, if you ask me, that's a match made in heaven, only in a different kind of situation. But I'm going to talk about football. And when I mean football, I mean that it was a doozy of a football game. But unfortunately for Atlanta, the Young Bucks, Colin Kaepernick, and the Brothers of San Francisco came out on top 28-24. Guess what? The 49ers are heading to the Super Bowl. Then we go to New England, Beantown, home of the Patriots. It was the Baltimore Ravens, Joe Flacco, Ray Lewis, and the boys said, we're not going out without a fight. And it was a fight. Unfortunately, the Beantown Brothers of the Patriots got beat down because AFC championship battle, the New England Patriots went down, Tom Brady went down, Belichick went down, and the Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh and the boys came out on top 28-13, and the Baltimore Ravens, AFC champions, are heading to the Super Bowl. It's a Harbaugh. It's a brother bowl. Brother against brother. Harbaugh against Harbaugh. It's going to be a Super Bowl showdown. And I'm sorry for the New England Patriots, but it went down. They had a loss. Somebody said, sir, I have a fly in my clam chowder. It's football. It goes down, and the Super Bowl, February 3rd, it's going to be brother against brother. 49ers, Ravens, and it's going to be a blowout. Back to you, PJ.
All right. Well, thank you, D. Slate, for that. And nobody knows sports better than D. Slate. We need some callers. We need some people to come into our chat room to be a part of our conversation on tonight. 718-766-4553. Once again, if you want to get in where you fit in, on the I Got Something to Say radio show, 718-766-4553. Yes, what you got
now,
for us?
Now, PJ, in the aspect of sports, I do have the information that you spoke about earlier about the situation. For those that don't know about the situation with championship cyclist Lance Armstrong.
All right, now, what you got for us?
For those that don't know, Lance Armstrong came out and talked about his use of performance-enhancing drugs, which was huge since all the years to come when he was being interviewed and questioned about it. He always denied it. But apparently, calling himself deeply flawed, now disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong says he used an array of performance-enhancing drugs to win 7 Tour de France titles, followed by years of often angry denials. This is too late. It's too late for probably most people, and that's my fault, he said in an interview aired Thursday night. This one big lie that I repeated a lot of times. Armstrong admitted to using testosterone and human growth hormone, as well as EPO, a hormone naturally produced by human kidneys to stimulate red blood cell production, which increases the amount of oxygen that can be delivered to muscles, improving recovery and endurance. In addition to using drugs, in the 2002 Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year admitted to Oprah Winfrey that he took blood transfusions to excel in the highly competitive, scandal-ridden world of professional cycling. Doping, blood doping, was a much part of the sport as pumping up tires or having water in a bottle. Armstrong calling it the scariest, that he didn't consider it cheating at the time. The same man who he had you know, throughout his career insisted he passed each of the hundreds and hundreds of tests he took, contended in the interview that he wouldn't have won without doing what he did. I made my decisions, Armstrong said. They are my mistakes.
Wow, very, very interesting. And just to make no light of the situation, but a lot of people are very touched, moved. A lot of people are affected by this. They're looking at the state of the non-profitable organization in which he oversaw. So, you know, it's a lot that's going into that, to include that he's been stripped of, you know, his medals and, you know, all of his accomplishments and things of that nature. So he's going to have to regain that trust from the public eye again. And actually his ex-fiance spoke out, who I'm a huge fan of her music, Sheryl Crow. And I'm just going to make a little joke real now. She had a song called All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun. There you have it. That's probably why they're not together any longer.
There
you go. I don't know. Yeah, any rockers out there, any Sheryl Crow fans, you know, that was one of her more favorable songs. All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun. You know that song I'm talking about? I got a feeling I'm not the only one. There you go, Lance Armstrong. Exactly. You had a feeling you're not the only one, but you're not the only one in being selfish and just worrying about you. You affected a lot of people and the lives of other people. So therefore,
yep,
you know, hopefully all that you're doing is sincere and we can move on to bigger and better things,
yes,
within our lives and respectfully within yours.
Yes,
so
yes,
thank
yes.
you for that. Yes, thank you for that, D. Slay. So now what we're going to do is 20 minutes after the hour, 20 minutes after the hour, Eastern Standard, 10:20, we're going to move on to another quick musical break. We're going to bring you a little mix real quick, Yes We Can, for the accomplishments of President Barack Obama. And then soon to follow this, we're going to get into the Stiletto Diva Throwdown, which is going to be dedicated to, yes, I'm being selfish, my First Lady, Michelle Obama, your First Lady, but we got a couple of inspirational girl power type songs in her honor. And then we're going to go ahead and move about with the rest of the show, but we hope that you're enjoying. If you're listening to us by line, online, live, on phone, in tune or tune in or what have you, we just want you to be a part of the show. Definitely call us in. Check us out by the chat room. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter. We want your involvement, and definitely for that, we couldn't do any of this without you. So right now I'm going to glide to the side and give the mic over to our esteemed producer, Mr. D. Slate. What you got for us?
Yes, indeed. The I Got Something to Say radio show right now. It's time to celebrate. It's time to celebrate the inauguration of our potent the President of the United States, President Barack Obama. It's the Yes We Can speech on the I Got Something to Say radio show. When you're speaking in I's and we's, it's almost like cereal. You don't know what you're going to get. The I Got Something to Say radio show.
10:22.
Spoken by young and old. Rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, gay, straight, disabled and not disabled, Americans have sent a message to the world that we have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America. And imagination. And this year, in this election, she touched her finger to a screen and cast her vote. Because after 106 years in America, through the best of times and the darkest of hours, she knows how America can change. Yes, we can.
Yes, We Can, and we are back on the I Got Something to Say radio show. That is the Yes We Can Obama Audio Speech Club mix by Mr. Circus 69, posted on, I want to probably say YouTube, if you're all interested in that. Definitely, we appreciate that, short and sweet, but we got a couple other things we're going to bring by way of our national POTUS, which is our president, that is Latin, POTUS president, presidente, but most importantly, we call him leader. So we're going to get right into another dedication to our First Lady, as stated previously. We're going to go into the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown, and this is going to be about girl power. And when we come back, hopefully we can hear the quote of the day and some birthdays from our brother, CK, and then, you know, follow it with yours truly. Just say word association with minor discussion and break into another I Have a Dream type, you know, dedication. So without further ado, pass the mic back over to our esteemed producer, C. Oh, I'm sorry, to D Slate. You know, I'm just getting so excited because, you know, it's a couple of hours. And I said bye-bye so long to 30-something. But it's all good. Fabulous 40 in the building. You know, I like what I like, and we keep it moving. So right now for the Stiletto Diva Throwdown, I'm not going to dance too hard on tonight. I'm just going to sit back, relax, and mellow out and just commemorate the moment. D Slate.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the I Got Something to Say radio show. It's time for the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown. Say that 15 times with a mouthful of spaghetti. I don't know if you can. The Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown, this is dedicated to our First Lady, Michelle Obama. The Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown. You go, girl.
I'm Queen of Hearts. And I'm kicking up my stilettos on the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Go ahead, get your stiletto and get down. Number 4.
Taking my freedom
number 3.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love so. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Because I am care for what she knows. But I've drawn the conclusion it's all an illusion. Diffusion's the name of the game. A misconception, a mass deception. Something's got to change. Don't be offended, this is all my opinion. Ain't nothing that I'm saying law. This is a true confession of a life learned lesson I was sent here to share with y'all. So get in where you fit and go on to shine. Clear your mind, now's the time. Put your soul on the shelf, go on and love yourself. Cause everything's gonna be alright.
Anything you Miss Fabulous, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. And when I'm not chilling here with my people at Media Cartel in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I'm on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
We are back on the I Got Something to Say radio show. It is 42 minutes after the hour, 10:42, and we are just coming out of the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown. Who was definitely better suited to be honored in that countdown than our Flotus, which is our First Lady of these United States of America? She is currently at the inaugural ball, and actually I'm trying to post on my page a picture of her stunning dress by Jason Wu. The last inaugural ball in 2009, she had on a beautiful white flowy gown, which was just gorgeous. I mean, just such poise and such grace. But for the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown, we first started off with Jill Scott, one of my favorite divas, with Golden. Number three, Go Get It by my other two divas, Mary Mary. They were exceptionally awesome at the Stella Awards with brother Kirk Franklin, of course. Number two, you know, my neo soul, very naturalist sister, India Irie with Video. And the number one spot on today, what better way to recognize strong black African-American divas in the good sense of a word, women that are doing positive things. I am every woman from the late, great Whitney Houston. That just sounds so funny saying the late great, you know, and we're coming up on the year that we lost her. I believe it's in February, but I just cannot believe in Phantom, but Whitney was truly, truly a sweetie pie, and we'll definitely continue to miss her. So what did you all think about the choices for the Diva Countdown? I selected those very carefully this time.
I think that the choices were perfect for this dedication to our Flotus, the First Lady, and I think that she definitely deserves it, and I enjoyed it. India Irie is one of my favorites, of course. Whitney Houston, I love Mary Mary, and of course the neo soul diva herself, Jill Scott. I mean, who doesn't love her?
Exactly, definitely. Well, we are preparing. We're not going to get out of here quite yet. Still got a little bit of time, maybe going to a 15-minute overtime, but it's okay, as long as it's okay with my boss, D. Slate. We got a couple more things we want to bring to you on this evening. We're enjoying our MLK Day as the day dwindles down. Some of you all had to work. Some of you all had a day on. That's right, I said day on, because it's never a day off when you're doing a day of service. And that's what today was commemorative of, a day of service, giving back to the community. So if you did not have to work on your non-scheduled day, as we say, military / federal government agencies are non-scheduled day, what you need to do is to give back to the community. It's probably a little late now, but just keep that in mind for future references. It's never a day off. It is a day on, a day of service. I felt good to be a part of the parade. Generally, had I not attended that, I would have volunteered my services and time of feeding the homeless at the men's shelter, homeless shelter. I've been doing that for 5 years. Truly, truly enjoyed that. Just to give a couple of notations, again, before we get into the quotes and the birthdays with our brother CK, if there is a particular topic that you all want to address or talk about and so forth, again, I am upgrading, and I am definitely giving the acknowledgement for our social media director. Our social media director is now CK, so congratulations, CK. You're going to be taking on that task. And again, as mentioned, just like Mr. Charlie, we don't get paid for this, but however, we pay it forward with information, and we pay it forward with opportunity. Our esteemed producer, executive producer, CEO, you know, Mr. D. Slate, he goes from his job and then come and load up stuff and, you know, running around and doing things, and he's been doing this for going on 4 years, so, you know, for that, I salute you tonight, brother. CK Works, and then myself, you know, and we're doing all of this because, again, it's out of love. So this is our way of giving back to the community on today. This is our, I guess, rendition of service, our community service, which is spending some time with you on tonight and give you information, a smile on your face, give you some inspiration music and some things to think about. You all agree with that, brothers?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's what gives us one of the number one spots here on Blog Talk Radio. It gives us a medium, it gives us a forum, an opportunity for us to be able to do these things. So Blog Talk Radio, we thank you so, so very much. The Our Soul Radio Network, we thank you. And the Anonymous Blue Studio, speaking of which, before we get into the birthdays, the current temperature is now, you know, low, low 29 to 30s. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy, mostly sunny skies. I want to say instead of cloudy, it'll be cold, low to mid 30s. And then tomorrow night, which is my born day, it's going to be low 21. I was told by my mother when I was born, 1973, one day shy of that, it was a blizzard in Boston, Massachusetts. And actually, I was supposed to have been a boy, and I was supposed to have been named Robin, and I was supposed to have been born, get this, this is some trivia about Miss Fabulous, I was supposed to have been born in Canada, because my mother and my late aunt, yes, and my late father, they would all go between Maine, Rhode Island, Canada, and Massachusetts, because they were travelers, and they liked to, you know, be a part of different shows and do different things and sightseeing, and my mother was two weeks late with me, and up until her, I guess, like, third week or so, they said that you're having a boy, and, like, surprise, and they brought all this blue stuff, you know, because 40 years ago, when you're having a boy, you buy blue stuff, for real, you know what I mean? So they brought all this blue stuff to come to find out that, surprise, is Miss Fabulous. So, you know, just a little trivia about me, that would have been pretty cool to have been born in Canada. So I guess that's where my love for traveling comes into play. And I digress. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic over to our media, social media director, CK, for the quote of the day as well as some birthdays. CK?
All right, PJ, thank you. Tonight's quote of the day, I'm not going to reveal it until afterwards, so I'm going to read the quote. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. I'll repeat it one more time. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And the quote comes from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Perfect.
That is awesome.
And that was my quote for the holiday, for the MLK Day holiday tribute.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Now, going into birthdays, we have a great lineup. Actor Gina Davis is 57 years old, and you know Gina Davis, you know her from such movies such as Thelma and Louise, The Fly, Stuart Little. She's 57 years old today.
Yes.
Emma Lee Bunton, also known as Cute Blonde, member of the Spice Girls, Baby Spice, is 37 today.
What?
Boo Boo Stewart, the actor known for his role as Seth Clearwater in the Twilight Saga films, is 19 years old today. The world's leading operatic tenor for many years, Placido Domingo, is 72 years old today. Voted the century's best golfer, Jack Nicklaus is 73 years old today.
Wow.
Terry Savalas, also known as Kojak, was born on this day in 1922, and he would have been 91 years old today. Singer Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen, Love Boy, suddenly is 63 years old today. Everybody's favorite radio jockey, Wolfman Jack, was born this day in 1938.
Wow.
And he would have been 75 years old today.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
And let's see. We got a great lineup of people today. I think that pretty much clears up who all our birthday is for today. And back to you, TJ.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much for that. Really appreciate that. I love the quote of the day from the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King as we're commemoration of his day in the life and celebrating nationally. His birthday is actually on January the 15th. So happy belated birthday to the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King, which is observed every third Monday of the month. For his birthday, you know, nationally. And then I also want to say happy belated birthday to First Lady Michelle Obama. She turned 49 on last Thursday. And she looks fabulous, honey, fabulous. Somebody else has a very special birthday. I've been saying it all show. Ding, 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 tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow is Miss Fabulous's 40th. I'm excited. You know, in this business, they're like, never tell your age. You know, it's a secret. It's an unknown. It's a non-factor. Especially women should never tell their age. I have to disagree to agree with that. If you look good and you're in good health and good spirit, let me tell you, it's a blessing to be here. So I'm praying, you know, against God's keep. To whomever you worship, definitely give each day a surprise and let it be known as a gift because it's a blessing to all of us. Tomorrow I'll be sharing my birthday with quite a few interesting people. Steve Perry from the group Journey. He did that song, Oh, Sherry, his birthday's tomorrow. Yeah, Sam. You can sing it. Yes, Sam Cooke's birthday is tomorrow. Yes, Linda Blair, who played The Exorcist, we have the same birthday, January 22nd. Yes, wow. And also get this, Fresh Prince, Jazzy Jeff.
Wow.
His birthday's tomorrow. Yeah, we have the same birthday tomorrow. Shout out to my cousin who's in Boston. We have the same birthday. One of the senators, elected officials here in Virginia, Senator Louise Lucas, who is a member of Delta, and I'm a Zeta, but that's okay, because that's my birthday twin. Happy birthday to one of the former supervisors at Norfolk Court Service Unit, which is Ms. Sharon Jaronzik. Happy birthday, twin. And then last but not least, the former director of the artistic program that we used to have, the Amfam Fest, Miss Donna Sample, her birthday is also tomorrow. So we will be living it up. You know, it's good to have a January birthday. Aquarians, of course, we're very, very interesting. We're movers, we're shakers, we're leaders. Oprah's next week, the 29th, is a week from today. And then to my little cousin who's turning 25, her birthday is a day after mine. So a lot of birthdays this month. Shout out to January-born babies. Now we're going to go ahead and move forward and within the show. We got a little bit time left. The D. Hour Show Radio Network, I Got Something to Say, Radio Show, and Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we say welcome if you're just tuning in. Definitely check us out each and every Monday. We're here between the hours of 9 and 11 for your enjoyment and for your listening ear. You can definitely check us out online, or you can listen to us live and give your commentary, or just give us a joke or uplifting statement at 718-766-4553. If you're a business and you want to advertise with our network, definitely that information is D. Slate.
And what information is that?
Yes, if you want to advertise on the network.
And that information would be dhourshow@gmail.com. If you would like to advertise your business, your website, your company, and you want to advertise with us, all you have to do is hit us up at dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. We have a great deal going on right now, so all you have to do is email us, and we will get that information to you because we are happy to advertise your business, your company, on the D-Hour Radio Network.
All righty, all right. It is 56 minutes after the hour, 10:56. What we're going to do is go into, we're going to go ahead and bypass the word association for today, because the word for today is resilience. So I want you to understand that, you know, it's great people that we're celebrating today, MLK, Dr. Martin Luther King, as well as our president currently in office, yes, President Barack Obama, who has been sworn in as the 45th president on today. So definitely kudos and congratulations. Many blessings are bestowed upon not only just our president, but we ask for continuous blessings and covering over the family and over this country. So for that, I want to definitely just go ahead into another song break, come back and give you a couple of facts about Dr. Martin Luther King and President Barack Obama, and then we're going to give some closing remarks, and we're going to leave you with the happy birthday song for Stevie Wonder, by Stevie Wonder, for the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King, and for yours truly. I mean, I need some happy birthday in my life. I don't know.
Yes,
what about you? So what we're going to do, I'm going to defer to our leader. I'm your leader. I'm going to give the mic to D. Slate. Yes, and we're going to go ahead and kick out, have a dream, little information, and then we'll be back with some facts and, you know, our closeout remarks once again. D. Slate.
Yes, yeah, I got something to say, radio show D. Slate here, and we're going to give you what you've been waiting for all night, and that's Martin Luther King with I Have a Dream. Oh, yeah, and they gave him the Diddy remix, so you can best believe it's going to be right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Who hit me in the head with this paper plane? Are you trying to throw notes at me? All you got to do is say something.
We're back. It is 1 minute after the hour, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for those military personnel. 2301 is the time in your town and all around. That was the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream remix, and it was by on YouTube. Paco is the donator of that song. Actually, it had the sample from what two of my favorite artists, Simon and Garfunkel. Garfunkel and Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. I don't know the significance of the matchup, but I thought it was pretty cool musically and creatively with the marching and then, you know, the vocal significance when he says something, just want to be free. Of course, I always get chills every time I hear the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King speak about justice, injustice. Makes no difference of your creed, religion, color, or preference of gender. We just all want to be within unison, want to be free, and we want to have justice for all, pun intended, from poetic justice. So it gives me tears. It gives me great joy and pleasure to understand that a man fought for our freedom, and therefore we need to be so grateful on today, on his day, MLK Day 2013. What did you guys think about the remix?
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I love the song twist that was involved in it, and definitely. I mean, I like Paul Simon as well. So I thought it was pretty good. And of course, who doesn't get chills every time they hear brother Martin Luther King speak? So
absolutely, I think that was a good suggestion. I'm such a rocker, and you know, a huge fan. You know, definitely Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, is always the head of my life. And, you know, Mother Teresa, Dr. Martin Luther King, President Barack Obama, before he was elected president, when he was in the, you know, the senatorial position, I had always been a fan even since then, when he announced his presidency in 2004, when he was in your hometown, East Lake, Chicago, Illinois, doing a lot of work, community, and making just that a lot of noise, you know, to give back to the people. He and our first lady definitely helped significant. So those are my role models, or those are the people who I desire to look upon, because these are the people who have made the way in the past for me to be the person and woman that I am today. Your thoughts, CK, what did you think about that, the musical selection?
Well, like Beastly, I truly enjoyed the whole fusion of the music and Dr. King. It was one of those, you know, by my head, and I heard a message behind it, as, you know, as I was hearing in some of the real songs I've heard in my life. I really was in touch. I mean, this is a man that life was very short, and all because he wanted peace and equality between blacks and whites.
Mm-hmm.
And I give him mad props. I highly respect him for that.
Mhm. Absolutely. Well, just a couple of facts and tidbits about the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King. MLK Day is a federal holiday observed, as I stated before, on the third Monday in January. 6 million names were submitted to Congress for the commemorative holiday to be introduced. In 1983, the holiday legislation was signed by Ronald Reagan. That's interesting. I do remember that. I was 10 years old. 1989, MLK holiday adopted only in 44 states. Wow. And there are a couple of states who still at this particular time separate the Confederate soldiers and leaders, which is Lee Jackson, from MLK Day. And Virginia happens to be a blue state and a presidential preference this time around, but we are still lacking, therefore, in some areas, and that's all I'm going to say about that. The common is not always so wealthy, and the wealth is not always so common in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Moving forward, Dr. King was born in 1929 to a teacher as well as a Baptist minister. He graduated from high school at the age of 15 and entered Morehouse College. He received a bachelor's degree in sociology. Wow, interesting. That was my undergrad degree. From Morehouse College at the age of 19. Wow.
Coretta Scott King and, well, Coretta Scott at that time and Dr. King married in 1953. And through that union, they produced four fabulous children who are still in politics, the ones that are currently still living. In 1955, he received a Ph.D. in systematic theology, from Boston University. Very, very interesting. He was also a Nobel Peace Prize winner, and he was also a traveling man, which was a Mason fraternal order, as well as a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. So a lot of people didn't know, but Dr. Martin Luther King was a member of Alpha Phi Alpha, which is the first of the Divine Nine Greek organizations. 1906 was their established date. For President Barack Obama, he was elected the 44th president and the 45th president as of current. He was born in Hawaii. Dr. King was born in Atlanta, by the way. And President Barack Obama graduated from Columbia, which is another prestigious college and university. He was a poli-sci major. He attended Harvard Law School, and he graduated magna cum laude, taught at Chicago Law School. He was the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review. In 2004, he was elected to Senate, and also he authored several books, but distinctively, he was the author of Dreams from My Father. He wrote that on behalf of speaking from his father's perspective, who his father was an African and his mother was a white American. His father was from Kenya. So the bestseller of the other book was The Audacity of Hope. Interesting title. It's almost like a double entendre for those literary people that may be listening. And he married Michelle. And she also graduated from Harvard Law School as well. And this is just a tidbit that I didn't negate it to write down. Actually, Mrs. Obama was the superior of President Barack Obama. Did you know that? She was his supervisor at one point.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Didn't know that.
She was his supervisor. Yes. So, and she is not attached to any Greek affiliation. However, a lot of people are stating that she's an honorary AKA. And that would be very, very interesting. And also, they were stating that President Barack Obama is not a member of any Divine Nine organizations, but it was told that he is a Mason. So I'm not really certain. I'll have to do further research on that. But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And also President Barack Obama is a recipient of a Nobel Peace Prize as well. So a lot of health significance, you know, between the National Mall, Pennsylvania Avenue, almost to the date, 50 years of commemoration of of Dr. Martin Luther King being in the same place to give the I Have a Dream speech that was honored on today for the inauguration for our current POTUS in office. So, you know, one hand always overpowered the other one. It's 6 degrees of separation, and we will not be able to do anything without, again, higher power as well as our pioneers who set forth the precedents for us to be able to do what we do on today. So very, very much so great men, distinction, and, you know, it's just an honor. I just thank God for being an American. And most importantly, I thank God for being African-American because I understand and appreciate struggle. Close remarks,
Absolutely.
Starting with you, CK.
I will say that this has been a very historic day, not only for the MLK Day, but our president to be sworn in as the 45th president, residing in his second term. I will say that in order for this country to go forward, we need to be one with ourselves. We must have unity. And if we don't have unity, how can we call this the United States?
Mm. I like that.
And I just want everyone to have a great week.
Outstanding. D. Slate, your commentary remarks.
Well, of course, it's always a great day on MLK Day. Again, we had a wonderful show commemorating the inauguration of our wonderful president, President Barack Obama, as well as the incredible doctor himself, Dr. Martin Luther King, on this lovely day. And again, we had a wonderful time, and we love giving you guys incredible shows like this. And, you know, just keep tuning into the D-Hour Radio Network Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be doing. All you have to do is tune in. And we're going to give you great shows all the time. We have some wonderful shows coming up in the coming weeks. So just keep tuning in. Like tonight, we'll continue to have great shows.
Absolutely. Did you all learn anything by way of the facts? Were they resourceful? Did you all already know, like, a lot that was disseminated on tonight?
Some of the information I knew, but, I mean, there's some stuff, you know, that I learned. I mean, I think it's still a good thing for even an adult to continue to learn things.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about you, CK? Were you in lieu of knowledge on some of those points on tonight?
I was impressed. A lot of it I did read upon as I was coming up. When I was younger, I read a lot, and I did a lot of biography. And reading that, it's like, and hearing it, it's still amazing to know that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I chose an example that our young black men can follow those same footsteps as these two men have.
Mm-hmm.
They can have a dream. They can have a dream and live the dream.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that's interesting. And ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio show, our fans, our supporters, we want you to definitely continue to tune in each and every Monday between the hours of 9 and 11. Sometimes we go into overtime and overdrive, but definitely we're always here to provide edutainment, education, and entertainment. Yours truly will be fabulous. Yes, Ms. Fabulous, D. Slate, and CK. Tomorrow I will not be at Lyrically Spoken. I will be celebrating my born day. So enjoy poets and spoken word artists. I will miss you all as we come up on our one-year anniversary at Lyrically Spoken in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Working on a couple of new projects. I am one of the stage director for an upcoming stage play by the name of Taylor Made, and that should be taking place sometime in May. Definitely check out the Poet of Justice Morning Show on Famous Radio, Blog Talk Radio as well. And, you know, always going to be in support of both networks and making certain that the information is disseminated, and my loyalty and trust to both. Shout out to Prince Hakeem. And just to anyone who's living a dream, to anyone that's doing great things, to Mika Winborn, who is also African-American filmmaker, shout out to her. She was a guest speaker at a program, MLK program, on today. We'll be doing some things together by way of film. Charles Farmer, who continues to support us and tune in and listen. Definitely Marcus Boyd, who provides us with the music for the show. Our sponsors, Mr. Javora Patterson and his wife, Unique. Thank you so much for that. Siobhan, thank you for always listening. And the list just goes on to people who always tune in each and every Monday to hear us, to support us. We appreciate that. If I've forgotten anyone, charge to my head, certainly not my heart. Thank you for all the pre-birthday wishes. I really appreciate that so immensely. And last but not least, what we're going to do on tonight, we're going to leave you with a song that is synonymous with MLK Day, of course, by our wonderful, wonderful, and also happens to be my fraternity brother as well, of course, Stevie Wonder. We're going to sing Happy Birthday the Urbanistic Way. I love it. I love it. I love it. We've enjoyed our show, and we hope that you have enjoyed the same. Look forward to seeing you next week. Remember, life is short. Love one another, care about each other, and continue to be a support, brothers and sisters. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night, and we'll leave you with Happy Birthday. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
It's the I got something to say. It's the I got something to say show. It's the I got something to say. It's the I got something to say show. It's the I got something to say. It's the I got something to say show. It's the I got something to say. It's the I got something to say show. It's the craziest thing to say.
But you're really cool and mad in the game.
It's the I got something to say. It's the I got something to say show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we lock in the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with TK. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
On the I got something to say show. On the I.